I told the Lord I was out there just praying before service, 20, 30 minutes, standing out there, you know. I told the Lord, I started taking authority over principalities and powers.
Amen.
Y'all ain't felt them, I have. Principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. We've seen them in high manifestation in the last year. Hallelujah, coming out of everywhere. We've seen them. This is how you can know dark. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But he said, the thief coming not but to steal, kill, destroy. That's how you can see where he's manifesting.
Right.
Stealing, killing, and destroying. That's a manifestation of the powers of darkness.
Yeah. Right.
But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But I told the Lord, I said, thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. You spoke to me over 20 years ago when I was sitting under this little tree that's not here anymore. I call it a juniper tree. It's gone now. But I sat there when I had these Bible studies down here and think to start a church. And I got here early that day before service, and I started praying. And I said, God, let your anointing be in the service tonight, God. You know why? I found out in Isaiah that the anointing is the yoke-breaking power of God.
Lord God.
It's the yoke-breaking power of God.
Man.
The anointing.
Right.
Jesus is the anointed one. He lives on the inside of us. But I told the Lord this evening, I said, Lord, I won't never forget what you told me, Lord. You told me all I got to do is show up at this building, and your anointing's here because you've anointed this place.
Amen.
This place is anointed.
Hallelujah.
To destroy the works of darkness. Hallelujah. Bring down the kingdom of darkness and reestablish the kingdom of God in the hearts of God's people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, there can be a tearing away of the kingdom of God in our lives if we're not careful. Many's been there. The Lord spoke to me this evening. He said, it's my will that my people win in life. I said, I know it is, Lord. I said, I know, Lord, the Bible. From the Bible, Lord. You would that none would perish, and victories all in that Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, multiplied, take dominion. All through the Bible. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, some don't see victory. He said, because they don't know victory's real. And now he's not talking about just being successful. He's talking about him. He's talking about his power. He said, and some, he said, they don't know. They don't know how to live in faith. He said, they just don't know. He said, you can hear it. He said, but don't mean you do it. He said, and then there's some, they know, but they never exercise. They never execute faith. They never release faith. They know about it. Faith coming by hearing by the word. We have faith, have the faith of God and all that. He said, you can know all that. He said, some know all that. He said, but when it comes time to engage, they don't engage their faith. He said, therefore they see no victory. He said, although victory's already won, he said, it's already won over 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
He said, I brought my anointing before Jesus, and my presence would come on them, and I would give them instruction, and they would be healed, and they would be victorious, and I would tell them when to go, when not to go. He said, my anointing was with them when they followed me. And now he said, now my anointing is in you. He said, it's in the body. He said, it's in my people. He said, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
He said, but you've got to let Christ out. He said, you've got to let the Spirit of God out. He said, out of your voice, out of your actions. He said, in order to see victory, he said, you must execute your faith, exercise your faith. And we are to an extent here. And right now, I'm just decreeing and declaring, get your shield of faith up against COVID, against all the other variances. Don't get in fear. Slap it down. Cast it down. I'm not saying that, don't be dumb. Wash your hands. Do whatever you need to do. But have your faith up.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been exposed to COVID ever since COVID come up to our knowledge. I've been exposed to flu all of my life. They tell me after 50, I'm going to get shingles. Liars. They told me on the news that I had shingles in me. I said, not me. Christ is in me. That anointing destroyed shingles if it was.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why? What am I saying? I'm going to stand firm. I'm going to stand firm on God's word. I don't care if everybody gets COVID. I do care. I don't mean that in that way. Y'all not going to get it.
Amen.
Get your faith up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rebuke it. Get your anointing oil at home. Apply the blood of Jesus to your doorpost. I do it to the doorpost of this house now and again. I'll go up here and get the anointing oil before everybody gets here. And I go back there and I put oil around there representing the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I anoint the pews at times. Thank you, Lord. These pews are anointed for those that are called to your will, God. They're full of people after you, after your heart. All of us, Lord. Thank you. I come up and anoint the pulpit. Thank you, Lord. The word that comes forth out of me and everyone that gets up here, Lord, is anointed by you, Lord, to bring forth fruit. Your word won't return void. It'll be by your Holy Spirit, and it won't return void according to Isaiah. He said his word will not, if the word that comes out of his mouth, he said it will not return void. It'll go and do what it stands up, I sent it out to do. Now we got principalities and powers, and I'm telling you, I don't give Satan a whole lot of room. I mean, if my tire blows out all that, I'm not ignorant. That's not Satan. It was wore out. It was scrubbing. Fuck that. I'm not going to say Satan's attacking me. No, he's the demons. He goes deeper than that. He goes to your thoughts.
Amen.
He goes to people to try to influence you. Yep. Try to influence you and get you out of faith. He ain't in a blowed out tire. He ain't in your refrigerator tearing up. He's not in your washing machine ain't working right. He's not in your refrigerator blows up, loses its power. You got authority to lay hands on that stuff and bless it yourself. Hallelujah. How many knows that God wants us to win in this life?
Yeah.
Now I realize the time is getting shorter. I realize the coming of the Lord sooner than it's ever been. I feel it on the inside. I don't know. Could be 10 years. Could be a week. Could be tomorrow. Could be 50 years. Could be 150. But it don't make no difference. I feel it on the inside that he's getting his body ready.
Amen.
He's preparing us for his coming.
Amen.
But while we're here, we're to what?
Occupy.
Amen. Take dominion.
Amen.
We're to stand firm on God's word. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm looking for some kind of time to put on the sermon, and I just heard it come up in my spirit. He said, stand firm. He said, I want you to tell them tonight, stand firm in your marriage. Stand firm. Stand firm against darkness. Stand firm against fear. Stand firm against anything that comes to try to steal your faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
How many knows as we get knowledge from the Lord, we must engage to see the victory the Lord has sealed and promised us.
Right.
Once we get knowledge, knowledge comes to us. See, knowledge come to me from the Bible in Isaiah over there where Jesus stood up and took the scroll of Isaiah and opened it up in the synagogue and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. He said, no, he read it. He read that. Spirit of the Lord's on me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, open blinded eyes. I'm reading that where Jesus, where he said that out of the book of Isaiah. That was prophesied. He was reading prophecy.
Amen.
That was wrote before he got here.
Right.
The prophet Isaiah. But while I'm reading that, Spirit of God spoke to me through that. He said, I've anointed you.
That's right.
Spirit of God's on you and in you. I've anointed you to preach to God 20-something years ago. 25. Yeah, I don't know how long. Don't matter about that. And the Lord told me. See, that knowledge came to me by the Spirit of God. But I already knew that I was called to preach. He'd already put it on the inside of me. See, it's on the inside of you to win.
Amen.
If Jesus is on sin inside of you, the one in you is wanting you to conquer. He's wanting you to go forth. He's wanting you to live. He's wanting you to experience joy and peace and power and the anointing and grace. He is in there. He gives you that unction. The Bible says we have an unction from the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
No matter where you are in life, stand firm on God's promises. I mean, people, you know, that's God, there comes a time, you know, when you, they told me about my mom one time. Well, there comes a time, Brother Weston, when you just got to let them go. I told them, I said, you do your job and I'll do mine.
Amen.
Well, there's time, my sister come up with this idea, maybe it was so. Then I was keeping my mom alive by faith. Well, that's a good thing, ain't it? So the doctors and nurses and all got together. I'm not just telling you my story. These are real life instances that will happen to you. That'll come into your gate. That'll come to try to get you not firm on what God said. So I'll respond back. See, you've got to engage sometimes. I told them, you do what you've got to do and I'll do. You do your job and I'll do my job. And my job is to exercise my faith and to share my faith and to give people hope and strength and courage through the gift that is in you and me. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? My mom slipped into a coma. And I had to, you know, all the policy, different things, you know, and they wanted me to come. They wanted me to come and go ahead and plan and see what kind of coffin we going to get and blah, blah, blah. Doctors wanted me over there, and I told them I'm not coming. So they got a little upset. A lot of my family got upset, and that's fine. Maybe they're listening tonight. I didn't mean to harm y'all. Didn't mean no harm, not whatsoever to you. I love you. But I couldn't let that happen. I went to fasting and got before the Lord. And then the Lord spoke to me and he said, go pray for him. Well, I wasn't going to let down on God's promises. My mama wasn't leaving here with sickness and disease. I don't believe it should take anybody out. Anybody.
Right.
I believe we just go to sleep. Poof. I believe all this go, whoop, gone. What happened to Scotty? We don't know. We couldn't find nothing in the autopsy.
Right.
He just went home. I don't believe I got to die with sickness and disease. I go up there, lay my hands on my mama, and I come against the death spirit, praise God, and I call it a death angel, hallelujah, that time. But I'm just under an auction, praise God. And I left there and I said, in Jesus' name, I left there and nothing happened until the next morning. Next morning, went in there, my mama looked at the doctor. My sisters wouldn't even go in there. Looked at the doctor and told the doctor, I'm not going to. The doctor goes in there and he looks at my mom. And my mom looked at him and she said, if you don't give me my medicine, you're fired.
Hallelujah.
She hadn't eaten nothing, had no medicine in 3 days, been in a coma.
Man.
She come out there, I've lived a long time, went over there and asked her several times, Mom, you about ready to go see Jesus? Now I think I'll stay around a little longer. Okay. I'd convinced her in the Word to give a scripture where Paul said he was torn between the two. Whether to stay here to go on better for him to go on to heaven because all the stuff he's going through, but he said it would be better for you than I stay. He made a choice. And I told my mom, based on God's Word, Mama, you can stay here as long as you want to. Jesus is fine with it. You promised 120 years in the Bible. And as long as you want to fight, Mom, you can stay out. Well, you know what? She went home to be with the Lord during Sunday school here. And the last thing she told one of the sisters that lived with her, she told her, she said, tell Scotty I love him.
Amen.
She went on home to be with the Lord. Now, why I'm telling you that story is because there comes a time when you have to stand firm on God's word and God's promises that God will perform what you can believe him for. See, there comes a time when we have to get, sometimes we have to get sick and tired of being defeated, sick and tired of being sick, sick and tired of being oppressed, just sick and tired of it until we get up and do something about it. I thought about the two leprous men. Here they are in the Bible. And I was just reading the Old Testament one day, and it stuck out to me, two leprous men. They're outside the gates of the city. They're starving to death. The Bible says they're starving to death. But they can hear on the other side. They've got food and got the blessing and all of that, and horses, and done took everything over there. And they decided they're going to get up and go in. They said, if we sit here, we're going to die. But if we get up and go in, maybe they'll let us live. Maybe they'll feed us. But when they got up, praise God, hallelujah, the anointing was on them from the Lord. And they heard an army coming. They heard an army, and there was only two guys.
Hallelujah.
And they went, and I mean, they didn't even take the horses or nothing, man. They took off running. They got out there, and they got in there, and I can imagine they're like, where's that money at? What's going on here? The fire's cooking. Pinto beans over there. The pot chili and that one over there. Man, I mean, I don't know, man. They just come into it. They went from rags to riches. They decided, pray God, I'm fed up with being starving to death. I'm fed up with being defeated. I'm fed up. I'm going in there, praise God. They'll feed us, baby.
Amen.
I mean, God reminded me of that tonight. And I thought, Lord, I've been there before. Whenever you quickened me to that, praise God, I got sick and tired of being sick every now and then. I got sick and tired of being broke. I got sick and tired of feeling oppressed, Lord. And then you showed me later that I never have to be spiritually drained again. I never have to be dry spiritually. You never have to be dry spiritually. But there's a standing firm you got to do. It's not just going to happen to me and you. Jesus did everything on Calvary's cross. He took all the stripes, the chastisement of our peace, the power over Satan, the power over, you know, the dominion that darkness has. He took all that, he stripped him, and he's given it to me and you. Now, I'm not saying that I walk in the fullness. I'm dangerous to the enemy right now.
Right.
Wait till I grow up.
Right.
I'm only 20-something in the Lord. Only 20. I'm like Travis. He's 29. I told him 30 of this. I'm 29. You want to let me know he ain't quite 30 yet. But Beth is. Travis tells her, you're older than me, old. Oh, she's only 30. She's a few months older than me. She got a little more wisdom, ma'am. Older people usually got more wisdom. She got to help him grow up. Now, I'm being funny, praise God. But I've watched them two. I've watched them two grow in the Lord. They've had their child. And, you know, I went through a season where the babies were just, they're getting sick, bringing it home from school. I laid hands on them one night, and I said, y'all ain't going to catch nothing at school no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cover y'all right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You can go in there. You've got the anointing on you now. You can get it. They're not bringing it here no more. They went through a season. They hadn't been sick in a while. Just a little snot fly here and there every now and then. But that's got to go too in the mighty name of Jesus.
Right.
When God went in there and said, I was reading about Moses. I was reading about Moses when he went in and he'd come out and seen the Egyptians over there against the children of Israel, kill one of them, and then they got upset with him. The Israelites got upset with him because he killed the Egyptian. And then they said, what, you going to kill us like you did him? So Moses went out for 40 years in the desert after that. And then God reaches down in there in a burning bush. Angel showed up in a burning bush. 40 years later, it's never too late for me and you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Never.
Right.
Showed up 40 years later, and the bush is burning, so he goes over there checking it out, the Bible says. He just walked over there checking it out, man. It's an angel in the burning bush. He heard God's voice. He said, take off your shoes. He said, for the ground you're standing on is holy.
Amen.
In other words, he's saying, I've showed up here. See, he showed up in our ground. In our life, in our ministries, hallelujah. And then he says, I hear my people down the other. See, he's anointed us, Johnny. There's people in bondage to darkness out there. They're lost. They're backslid. And he hears the moan and the groan. He sees the pain and the anguish. He sees of their own choices. But he still loves them. And we're the Moseses. We're the Jesuses that they need, hallelujah. We're not Jesus, you know what I'm saying. We have the anointing on our lives. But you know what? We got to stand firm. We don't need to stand firm just to survive. I'm not fighting to survive. I done made it, friend. I mean, who the Son is set free is free indeed. I'm maintaining ground. I'm maintaining, you know, I mean, if you get a vehicle, you got to maintain it. You got to change the oil in it and all that. Well, you don't keep trying to get that car. Right. You got the car. Amen. If you've got a car, you don't. I wish I had that Pontiac. You've been driving it for 3 years. Right. Quit trying to get the Pontiac. Just keep the Pontiac up. Amen. Those parables come from Jesus. I'm not that smart. The Lord told me one time, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, I want to be closer to you, Lord. I want to be closer to you, Lord. The Lord told me, he said, son, why are you trying to get something you already got? He said, don't try to get a relationship with me. He said, just walk in the one you got with me.
Amen.
Amen.
Exactly right.
I thought, wow, man, wow. What did I think of that? Why? It's the Lord's mind, not mine. See, he's smarter than us. Yeah. He takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He takes the weak things, which is us. He shows his strength.
Yeah.
Shows his wisdom. Because me and you know we're failures without him. Some people won't admit it. But if you look at all their background, they tell you everything, you can see some failure.
Right, man.
But those that are real with the Lord, we know, like Moses. I imagine Moses, I killed that dude. God, I killed him.
Yep.
You know, God knew that.
Right.
God knows everything about us.
Right.
God knows everything. But you know what he did? He took out Moses. He took Moses in there. I believe he took Moses in there because he chose Moses. I believe because he knew that when he got a hold of Moses, that Moses would stand firm against the enemy. I believe that he knew that Moses had what it took. And I believe that he put his spirit in us where every one of us has got what it takes.
Amen.
We got what it takes. You've got the ammo. You've got the spirit of God. You've got the faith of God. But we got to live a life of faith, not just when we need something, not just when we want something from God. You know, I mean, just walk with him and say, God, I'm thanking that I've got faith in you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you'll take care of everything else, Lord. You'll bring everything. I love you, G. I love him today. Look at my family. Look where my son is at. Look where my grandkids are at. Tonight in the house of God. You know, I mean, look where I'm at. I could be dead or in prison. Hallelujah. My marriage was shot. But I started standing firm on God's word.
Amen.
I told Teresa the other night, I don't know how long we've been saved, you know, or whatever. And we was talking about how that God helps us to build trust with one another. Because we did make mistakes, both of us, you know, not good ones. I don't even like to bring it up other than to glorify God. Because it was hurtful. It was not good. It was a ripping, a tearing. But you know what? I told him, I said, I've been faithful now for 20-something years. 20-something years, man.
Amen.
That's a miracle to me.
Amen.
That's God. But you know what? That's not only just God. That's me making my mind up and being tired of doing my family like that. Being tired of feeling like a loser. Being tired of living in the moment and then having the consequences later. I got tired of it. And now my consequences are good.
Yes.
The only thing that could get better in my house is if I built a second bathroom. That would save a lot of trouble in my life. I need to build a second bathroom. I knocked on the door. Kendall 6. Yes! I opened the door up. I said, is it time yet? Because usually if I go in before she gets everything done, or her done, or eyebrows, whatever she's doing, and all that. What are you doing in here? I'm like, I live here. Remember? It's time for me to take a bath. And then, when I go in there, and then I get out, and I'm in there getting my clothes on, and she says, you need to get in your truck. I'm like, I've been in here 12 minutes. She come in here at 5. Now, I got to hurry up now. See what I'm saying? It would do me good to bleed for another bathroom, wouldn't it? Let God, I just get in there at 3 if I want to. Don't make no difference. Stay in there to see. Maybe I'll believe God for another bathroom. Who knows? Hallelujah. But you know what? I really enjoy that. She don't, but I do. Praise God, it just gets a little spark in the marriage. Get a little flame going. Hallelujah. But you know what? I'm living my dream.
Yeah.
Whether she is or not, I believe for a good marriage. Yeah. I stood on it. I fought for it. I stood firm, hallelujah. I repented when I needed to. I told her I was sorry when I needed to, most of the time, hallelujah. Why? Because I knew that this is the way up.
Amen.
This is the way up, hallelujah. I stood firm. You know, I did mess up one time because I got caught up in the trials of life and all of that stuff and trying to fight. And Teresa, you know, she's bedridden, you know, we had Judah, he's in heaven, you'll meet him one day if you're saved, hallelujah. We got some kids up there, praise the Lord, and everything. I got caught up in everything, and I didn't fight like I should. And I let some loss come to my house and my finances and all of that, praise God. But I got caught up trying to fight over here, and he was sliding in. But after I realized all of it, got some knowledge of it, after that was over, but God, that ain't happened again. Praise God. I stayed on watch. Hallelujah. And you know what she told me one time? She said, all I wanted to hear you say is everything's going to be okay. Amen. That's all she really needed, Johnny.
Amen.
And I didn't do it on purpose. You know, I mean, I'm caught up in the moment and the trials and all of that. What happened is I wasn't standing firm like I needed to stand firm out of ignorance. How many knows you can do it out of ignorance? Some people out of ignorance. That's why we need to hear sermons all the time. We need to read our Bible. We need to meditate on God's word, you know. And then if the enemy's slipping in some more, we won't be caught off guard. We'll just know it. We know the Bible says we're not ignorant of his devices. But if we're not up in the faith game, if up in the faith walk, we will be ignorant. Because this life we live by and through faith. And the Spirit of God on the inside of us is the only way we know that darkness is trying to slip in.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Give me some scripture, Zach. He's a preacher, I think. He's looking sharp, ain't he?
Amen.
Zach, he's looking sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Boys growing up, hallelujah.
Amen.
Wearing that suit and all of that, praise God, hallelujah. And I thought, that's good. He looks sharp.
Amen.
You look sharp dressing up for Jesus.
That's right.
Looking good for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Some would think it might not be funny. Maybe I need to wear a suit. Lord knows I don't like them. He likes them. Evidently, he likes them. He don't. Praise God. He looks good in them. You look good in them. Praise God. You look good in them. Huh?
Obeying the Holy Spirit.
Obeying the Holy Spirit. That's a good thing to do at 16. 16?
17 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, baby. You better get you a steering wheel cover.
Already
He's already got it. You're speaking to it every day.
Sure.
Keep on.
Amen.
Keep on doing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, growing up. Learning how. 17. Got that steering wheel cover already. I like that.
Amen.
It works. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
What Paul that said, I believe, therefore I speak.
Mm-hmm.
Same spirit of faith, he said.
Yep.
He said, I believe. It says, fight the good fight of what?
Faith.
Faith is a fight.
Yep.
When you're in faith, you're fighting. I mean, you're just, God does the work. Ain't that something? That's awesome. When you've got the faith of God, there's a shield out there about you. You can't see it, but it's there. It is absolutely there. He said, find the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life, whereto thou art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. How many knows that when I saw this, I thought, how do you fight the fight of faith? Fight the fight of faith. How do you? Because I was used to fighting in the natural. You know, we know how to fight in the natural, you know, or whatever. We know how to take care of things in the natural. But see, this kingdom's not natural. This kingdom is supernatural. And faith is supernatural. And sometimes we don't feel it, and that's why we don't walk in it. Faith is not necessarily a feeling. Now, sometimes it's a peace that comes in there, you know. But that, I believe that's the peace of God. The path. Faith is, you can't see it. Can't see it, feel it. I was in my living room one night, broke, you know, man. Listening to preaching. How many know that's a good thing to do?
Right.
Listening to preaching. Sitting there, broke. I'm in my underwear, I think. About 8:39 at night. Listening to this preacher. He said, some of you ought to just get your wallet out. He said, you just need to run around your house and declaring my money's coming. My wallet. I mean, I got up, glory to God. I thought, oh, yeah, baby. I went and got my wallet and out the house. Naked I went, praise God, running around the house like an idiot. Well, you know what? My wallet's pretty thick tonight.
Praise God.
I even felt foolish. But you know what? That was faith rose up in me from that sermon. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I just had a want to get out and do it. So I got out, went out and done it, and it works. I didn't see it that night. Money didn't come like a miracle. No. How many knows money? Money's in the earth. Hey, God's not raining money out of heaven. Money's in the earth. And the Lord spoke to me one time. He said, there's no shortage of money in the earth. And I thought, well, ain't it in my house? Then he went on, and he said, you've been calling yourself broke. I was raised broke. We're 17 of us raised that way. Raised broke, thought broke, you know, slept broke. Dreamed about having money, but never did nothing about it. Other than, you know, if I want a clone, I go to a parking ride. Break in the car and get me some clone. Well, I'm paying no $15 for a bottle of clone. That's stupid. take me 4 hours to make that much money. I made $3.35 an hour back then, you know.
Yeah.
Take me a long time, man. 4 hours. 4 hours tote sheetrock. Buy a $15 bottle. Nah. Not gonna happen. But you know what, praise God? I wear curve. Curve. You smell me when I come in? Smell good, don't it? Curve. And I buy it. I ain't been to the parking lot in a long time. Long time. That stuff ain't cheap. It used to be $45. I went to get Teresa some for Christmas. $45. Nah, man. What's that cheap stuff we can get her? Stuff $45 a bottle, man. You don't take a little. I spray it here too when you walk by. Y'all like, yeah, it's got some curve on it. That's all, just some curve. But now, Teresa, she don't like that cheap washing detergent either. I get around people and they're like, man, what do you use? And I'm like, I don't know. It used to be Gain, but I don't think we graduated from Gain. I don't know. Tide. I think she likes the Tide rolls in.
Yeah.
And then she gets some things you put in the dryer. I've had them in the underwear before, stuck in there. Later on that day, you go to the bathroom, good, the order was there. It's a bounce, man. You get a little shocker going on when you go to the bathroom. But I smell good. I smell good. See, we live the good life, man, really. You live a good life. You got a roof over your head. You got plenty of food. Hallelujah. I mean, we're blessed. Hallelujah. Blessed. We're blessed going in. Blessed going out. Blessed. We're firm on it. Firm on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Give me some more, Zach. I don't even know what I got. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in your confidence in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Bible said it's God working in me and you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Hallelujah. You know, you got your gloom and doomers out there. Boy, I'm telling you, them shelves are getting empty. Oh, boy. I listen, Teresa gets mad when I turn it on CNN. You know, new CNN. Yeah. She gets mad, boy. She hates lying. Praise God. She gets up and shook it out. I ain't watching that making me mad. I know. Get on out of here. I want you to understand. Praise God. But you know what? Praise God. Sure, let them get naked. God said it's a pile of our needs. I'm going to stand firm, ain't you?
Yeah.
He said, He'll supply all of my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ. I can guarantee you, He's got people all over this planet that's got plenty, that if Scotty needs, they can say, carry some groceries to Scotty. Yeah. Now come over and load me up, man. Load me up. Yeah. I'm confident in God in that. We got to stand firm on God's promises. By His stripes ye were healed. Stand on it. Stand on it. I put it on your refrigerator. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, when Teresa got that whatever they diagnosed her with, drunk, you know, and I told the stories here, she did something about it. She began to fight, Johnny. She began to get scriptures. She went in there and got all the healing scriptures and put them down on a little piece of paper. I felt sorry for her. How many know feeling sorry for somebody going to help her? No, sir. I went in there and encouraged her. You fight, baby. You find it's just a matter of time, baby. It's just a matter of time.
Amen.
And she had heard it preached here, heal people drive. Heal people do this. Heal people. They get up and go, heal people. But now sick people lay around whining.
Mm-hmm.
But people that ain't sick on the inside spiritually, us Christians,
right.
we don't. Now we going somewhere. We might have to get some training wheels for a little while on that bicycle, thank God. But you know, we sooner or later we get tired of them. You know, we won't take the training wheels off. We won't ride it without them. We won't be able to jump. We won't be able to turn without it, without flipping over with them training wheels. They don't work good.
Yeah.
Training wheels, man. Spiritually speaking, it's okay to have training wheels every now and then. To need somebody to walk beside you every 30. Get your brain on me this Monday. I know we had church last night, but I'm telling you, it's bad this morning. Pray for them. It's again, it's hard today. Pray for them. But they come the time when you need to call on Jesus.
Amen.
Come the time when you say, hey, I'm tired of having to have somebody to make it, but God. I told Travis the other day, I said, I understand. I remember a time when me and Teresa, we were thinking, well, if we can just get to church Wednesday, tomorrow night or tonight, we'll be okay. And Teresa, she'd say, if I just get to Brad, let him pray for me, you know. And then there come a time when she's down here and she ain't got nobody.
Yeah.
She had to graduate from that. We had to graduate from that. We found out that church was only 3 or 4 meals a week. We found out that we needed more than that. We found out that we got to get into the Bible, that we got to meditate on the Word, that we got to fast and pray and learn how to stand firm like those that was teaching us to stand firm. You know, we realized that we're getting the Word, and we got to exercise our faith, and we got to start implementing the Word of God so that we stand firm like them. I remember the old-timers in church. They would come up, and they would testify, or they'd jump up and testify. This one old man, he made a big impact on my life. His name was Titus Hale. You know, and he'd stand up about every service. And I didn't really understand it, but he'd say, if you'll just live for God, He'll use you. If you'll just live for Him, just live for Him, He'll use you. I'm thinking, how do you live for Him?
Yeah.
I wasn't saved long, you know. I'm thinking, how do you live for Him? You quit beating Teresa? whatever, you know. Whatever bad thing was in my life at that time, man, I'm thinking, that's how you live for it. I gotta quit doing all that stuff. That's how you live for it. Well, I mean, that was mostly right. But I needed faith to do that. I needed God's strength to do that, to change. See, I didn't change myself into who I am right now. I did not do it. Jesus did. And he's continually changing me when I let him. If I can stop letting him change me. I heard the Lord speak to me. He said, there's some, you may not be in here. It may be all over the world. I don't know. We're all over the world, you know. But he said, you've got to get sick and tired of being defeated. You've got to get sick and tired of being oppressed. You've got to get sick and tired of your body telling you what you're going to do and how you're going to feel. You got to get sick and tired of circumstances dictating if you're happy or not. You've got to get sick and tired of it. Just like the leprous men, they rose up. If they hadn't rose up, they wouldn't have heard an army. They would have starved to death. They would have not have. Although just a few steps from getting up and going forward, there was victory. I mean victory. Total victory. Give me that 2 Corinthians, Zach. Oh, you're timing now. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That's an excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We're troubled on every side. Amen. Boy, Paul knew what he was saying, but what did he say next? We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed. Amen. But not in despair. Paul said, sure, we got trouble. Sure, we're pressed. But we're not defeated. We're not in despair. We've not lost the anointing. We've not lost the power of God. We've not lost our faith. That's what he was saying. But not in despair. Go ahead, Dad. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. But look at this. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. And God spoke to me. He said, see, he said, when troubles come, he said, I'm not talking about Satan. He said, I'm not talking about demonic forces. He said, when things come into your life that challenges you, it is the dying of the Lord. He said, it's causing your flesh to die and me to live. When you yield to me. Always. Now, Paul talked about being persecuted. Paul talked about being pressed, distressed, and all of that. And then he goes on and said, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. Let me give you an example. Just a little one for me. Now, I didn't know that it was in the Bible, me or Teresa didn't want, that it says works worthy of repentance. I was a racist dude. The reason why I was racist is because I thought they wanted my wife, you know, and they're going, you know, and stuff, and I mean, a lot of that. But anyways, I got born again. Y'all know the story, went to the laundromat and blah, blah, blah. Not going to go through the whole bit, everyone of you done heard. But see, there is the dying of the Lord Jesus happening in my life at that time. Because usually I would respond a different way. But this time I thought, I can't do that. The more I'm saved, man. I mean, you know, I can't do this. I mean, I just can't. That's the dying of the Lord Jesus. This working in my life to bring about his life in me, and it's killing me. You understand what I just said? Can you see what I just said? It's killing the old man. It's just killing that old man. Well, when I think about, if I ever think about, you know, committing adultery, I think to myself, I think that's going to bring back that old man. Amen. That's going to let him live. And that's going to bring death to my marriage. Amen. And so I resisted. And when I resisted, then that's the dying of the Lord Jesus. And it's bringing the life of Jesus in my body, in my mortal flesh.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. The Bible says that he took on himself poverty that you might be made rich. Well, when you resist poverty, that you know what? It's easy just to yield to poverty. Well, I'm just broke. God understands. Off to work I go. I didn't work to make a living. I just work for the weekend. I mean, that's crazy for me and you to say that and think that. When Jesus said he'll supply all of our needs, I mean, we need to think big. We need to dream big. We need to believe God to get out of debt. Believe God to get out of debt.
Yeah.
I've been believing God for several years to get out of debt, and I'm telling you I am almost there.
Yeah.
And I thought the other day, Teresa needs her nice little gator. And I'm not going to take my cash to pay for it. And she ain't going to take hers. So I'm just going to go to John Deere and bring home one. She made the payment. We're almost out of debt. Sure, she might get me in for a few minutes, but she'll get over it. And when she does, she'll enjoy it. And I thought about it. I thought, I need to be good to her. You know, that old gator, I've tore her gator up. I go out in the woods and run over things. And tire scrubs right now, and I got off of it, didn't put the emergency brake running into a tree back a year or two ago. It took off on me and I couldn't catch it. Hit the tree. That's why when the grandkids on there, I make sure the emergency brake's on. But then I come back and I said, nope, glory to God, you lying devil, I'm almost out of debt, and I am not going to get nothing on the payments anymore. Now there I am right there bringing about dying and letting the life of Jesus. Because all I've got to do is come to the house of God. If he's telling me to get her one, praise God, or telling you can have something, all you've got to do is be patient, have some endurance, bring you a seed in here, and when you drop it in that bucket, say, Lord Jesus, this is my gator. Lord Jesus, I'm sowing a seed. I'm going to be debt-free, Lord. I'm not asking for it free, Lord. If you got one, you bring me the means to get it, Lord. And you know what? It'll come to you. Yeah. It'll make a way. That's what faith does.
That's right.
But give me the 2 Corinthians. We're going to have to close. Yeah, 10. 2 Corinthians 10. For though we walk in the flesh, talking about this natural body, we do not war after the flesh about this natural body. You know? I was telling Travis, I think we were talking about something. But anyway, I had this Christian brother one time who told me, he said, I got saved. He said, now I got to quit my job. I said, why you got to quit the job? He said, because there ain't nothing but a bunch of heathens in there. I mean, a bunch of, man, they cuss and smoking pot and I mean, all kind of stuff, man. I mean, it's bothering me bad, that music and all that stuff, you know. And I said, well, do you reckon that he might need you there?
Amen.
To be a light to them?
Mm-hmm.
But see, what he didn't know, I didn't go on telling. God made me go back to work where I was at. You know, I quit, going to go full-time in the ministry. And we like started that, man. Money, he wasn't bringing no money. I went to the mailbox every day, and they wasn't a check in there, never. Mm-hmm. Never. My faith just wasn't working. What the will of God? Mm-hmm. So anyhow, I went back to work, and I was telling this Travis the other day. I looked over there. I said, we had a bucket sitting in. I was a truck driver and everything, took you off. And they'd send helpers to help, you know. And so we had a bucket sitting in the truck because everybody, there wasn't seats for everybody. So one was out right on a 5-gallon bucket we had in there. And I looked, over there, there's 3 lines of cocaine on that bucket. Nice lines, boy. And I'm like, oh, man. I used to snort it, boy. You know, and they said, hey man, get your line of cocaine. Now these heathens wouldn't buy nobody no cocaine, but I done got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Satan's anointing them.
Right.
I said, nah man, y'all go ahead. Nah man, I said, look man, I got saved. I'm saved now. You know, I ain't gonna do no cocaine. They said, nah man, we ain't gonna tell nobody. I said, well, Jesus is in here. I said, he knows. I'm not going to snort. But my point in telling that, I had the power.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I know how you are when you cranked up. I said, y'all just go ahead and split my line. So we're going to unload sheetrock, baby. You get them cranked up. They don't even want you to get out of the truck, man. You just stay up there about thinking it unloaded for you and ready for the next one. They kicking.
Yep.
I mean, they done kicking. They speed. They up there, boy. They pulling that sheetrock. You'll kill yourself doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, man, go ahead, man. I ain't going to tell anybody either. Just get you a line. They did. They sucked down to the line and a half inch of that cocaine. They unloaded that sheetrock and had another truck coming by. I used it to my advantage, praise God.
Right.
They're going to snort it anyway.
Amen.
I'm going to get them high, praise God. But my point in that, I had the ability. I had the ability to, you know, so we need to be around ungodly people.
Right.
We need to be around ungodly people. I'm not saying get all up there with them, praise God, but they need to see me and you serving Jesus. They need to see us standing firm against sickness and disease in our marriage, in our families, in our all of that stuff, praise God. The things that used to get us and take us down shouldn't take us down a year and a half later, praise God.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I backslid on the Lord. And I went back in the drug. You go back to your same old thing. Bible says it in Proverbs.
Yeah.
A dog returns to his vomit and a pig to his wallowing.
That's right.
That means go back to the same old junk. Sure enough, I thought, now I backslide. I'll do what I want to. And sure enough, I'm going back down the same old kind of road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I repented and I realized, man, this ain't no road without God anymore. It's just not fun without God anymore. You know, it's messed up, man. I had a good life with God. That's what I was thinking, you know. And I repented everything, and I thought, oh, man, I go to church. I got to go to church, you know. Man, they're gonna down me, you know. They're gonna say all these things. None of that happened.
Amen.
Absolutely none of that happened when I went back to the house of the Lord. And the Lord told me one day, he said, don't let it take you forever. He said, you're back in right standing with me now, right now.
Amen.
Just like you was when you left. But you got to get that mind thinking right.
Amen.
You got to get that mind thinking right. And I geared up, bless God, preaching the gospel not too long down the road, preaching again. Praise the Lord. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Go ahead, Jack. Casting down imagination. That word imagination means arguments. There's things that's going to come to you. My marriage just ain't no. There's times when I feel like my marriage ain't good. There's times when it looks like my marriage ain't good. There's times when my marriage ain't good. But we don't war in the natural.
Right.
We don't do like we used to do and try to handle it like we used to. We cast down those things. I don't care what it looks like, but God. I don't care what Scotty's acting like. Praise God in the name of Jesus. I'm standing on God's word. God, I call him this. I call him a man of God. I call her a woman of God. I call her blessed. I call her in a right spirit. I mean, that's how we handle these things now.
Yeah.
We cast them down.
Yeah.
We every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, that's God's word. God's word, I mean, you know, it looked like in the natural. You know, my business. I thought, well, I guess I'll just have to go. I thought, don't give no thought. Don't take no thought saying nothing about that business. You ain't going to have a garage door business. Jesus said it. He said, take no thought saying.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's getting COVID around. Don't think that and say it.
Yeah.
Right. Ain't no weapon formed against us to prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we slap down. We got to stand firm on the promises of God. I stood firm on the promises of God. And I can tell you right now, no, my business ain't rocking quickly like it used to, but it's rocking. They say things will never be normal. Pray God, according to God's word, they're going to be normal. Whatever God's word says, my world's going to be whatever God's word says. And I'm going to stand firm on it, and I'm not going to back off of it.
Yeah.
Do I feel that way all the time? No. I don't feel that way. Sometimes I feel like things are out of place. I feel like things. But how many knows we don't walk by feelings? We don't talk because of our feelings. The Bible says the just shall live by
faith.
Well, how do I do it? If I just stay slapping things down. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not to our own understanding, in all of our ways acknowledge Him and He'll direct us. Yes. Trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Trust in the Lord for your marriage. Trust in the Lord for your, for, you know, to, I mean, I used to think that I would never have nothing if I couldn't borrow money.
Right.
I've got everything, don't borrow none.
Yes.
And it's way better. With no payments.
Right.
I'm able to help people with stuff, vehicles, give them vehicles, we give houses away, four-wheelers, dune buggies, boats, skis, jet skis. I'm giving jet skis away, man. When I couldn't get Travis to try them out more. Told him to try a boat out one time for me, Beth, but going with him. Y'all go out. He went out there and it caught on fire out in the middle of Gunner. He got to tell him to get the fire extinguisher. He put it out with the fire extinguisher, flight back right back up. You had to take the battery cable off, man. They went out on a jet ski and it quit out there on, had to be towed in. Now I can bring something home. We ain't crying it out, but I ain't going. Go try to put a doom. Now, y'all go first. Well, I got to get them tested out. Look, if I let them get all the trials, then I get to enjoy it without the trial, right? And they need the temperance. And I've already been out there and done it. And I don't enjoy that no more. I done graduated from it, praise God. So, anybody want to try my pontoon out, just let me know. I ain't running it a couple of years. Because I'm wanting to go out this spring. Let y'all catch some trials on it, praise God. But anyhow, you got to cast down those things. Thoughts come to you of oppression. I just don't feel good. I don't feel... Get in there, look in the mirror and say, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like I tell you, you feel. I feel good. Like I know I should. Or get up, victory's mine. Victory, oh, victory is mine. See, you got to slap them things down, encourage yourself in the Lord, and then get up and do something about it. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This year is our year that God is going to fulfill things. I believe that we believe for a lot. I believe for this church to be packed with people that is hungry after God. Not a bunch of little squabblers that can't get along. And, you know, if you slap them, slap their ear or something, walking by, you just beat them up and they leave. I told Travis, I said, our church is, you know, not one of them toothpaste churches. You know, you get some toothpaste, you don't want to scrub it. You want to get the teeth whitener, where you just throw it on there and everything turns white instead of scrubbing.
Mm-hmm.
But now we want some of that good toothpaste.
Yeah.
Some that you have to get in there and floss, you know, do some work on ourselves. Take a little bit of trouble, hallelujah. Take a little bit of pain, hallelujah. I believe this is the church. This is the church of pillars.
Amen.
Yeah.
Say some people can't go to a church like this. I thought Jesus did it all. Read the Bible. Yeah, I told a guy one time, I said, "Want to pray about it? Pray about it. Has it come to that?" I'm like, that should have been the first thing you done, man. Acknowledge the Lord, you know. Hallelujah. So you hang in there. You hang in there with the Lord. You stand firm on God's promises. You don't let nothing offend you and cause you to stumble. You don't give in to fear and all of that, like things ain't going to change and things will never be good. You say that's a lie from the pits of hell, but God, if God be for me and us, who can be against us? Praise God. Greater is He that is in us. No weapons formed against. You got to come out with all of that stuff. Before you know it, you'll be standing out in your yard. You'll be telling that devil, you want to try anything else, you sapsucker?
Yeah.
right in the middle of one of the biggest trials ever been in my life, praise God. I encouraged myself in the Lord, and I found myself out there in my yard telling Satan, you mark it on your calendar if you've got one. Not many days from now, you sap sucker. But God, I wanted to cuss him, but wouldn't do no good. If I'm going to cuss anybody, be the devil. I was telling him what is fixing to happen, praise God, because I got stirred up on the inside, and therefore I have believed, Paul said, therefore we speak, praise God, and it wasn't many days after that stuff ain't never happened to us again. Praise God. We got breakthroughs because of our firm stand on God's word. Preacher, you used to get on my nerves. She don't get on too much now. I got rid of them nerves. I just got rid of the nerves, you know. But she used to really bother me, because I mean, she's there all the time.
We need to listen to preaching.
I'm like, why don't you listen to it? My flesh, I didn't want to listen to it. Your flesh don't want to listen to it.
Why not? But we're going through this, and we need to get it out.
I mean, if we're going through it in our marriage, she's going in there. She's down a long series on marriage. I'm like, oh God, here we go. Going through finances. She gonna get all of them finances.
Oh, well, I got one from Keith Miller on money, and I'm like, oh, God, where do we get some?
That's not when you need the word.
Yeah.
You need the word because you ain't got it. Well, the marriage is good before we listen to that gospel now. No, man, that's when you need to listen to it. When things ain't good. When you don't feel like a man. You need to go in there and say, I'm created in the image and likeness of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, Satan tells me all the time, yeah, Teresa's been better off with somebody else. I just get up and say, you idiot? What are you, an idiot? She's got it made, man. She got me and Jesus. I just let him know right fast. I don't think about me the way you do, you idiot.
Yeah.
I'm created in the image of, I'm a king and a priest unto God. Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in me than he. And I don't mean that arrogant and cocky. I got that from the word. That I've been transformed and changed. So you transformed and changed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, I've acted like the old man, but don't just throw me out with the bathwater, dude. Just get rid of, leave me in there. Give me another little chance and I'll show you. He's going to let me make it this time.
Amen.
I thought one time, Teresa needs a man. She needs a man that'll take care of stuff. I'm used to her taking care of stuff. What are we going to do?
Go that way.
Then I started having to make choice. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Ask the Lord.
I'm like, oh, Jesus. Come on, man. You know what she was saying? Jesus, take the wheel in him.
Yeah.
But you know what? That because I stood up and said, okay, Lord, I'm the man of the house. That don't mean I'm any better than her. Praise God. Hallelujah. But, Lord, I've got to find out your will for our lives so that I steer my family in the right direction. You know, that was the dying of the Lord Jesus manifesting in my body. And now I am smarter than her. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I praise God for all of you. You've stood and I've seen you stand through hard times, go through battles and all of that. I've seen you fail, but I've seen you get up. And you know, the Bible says the righteous might fall, but they get up.
Amen.
They get up and go again, praise God. And I praise God for all of you. Your stance in the Lord, and 2022 is our year. I'm believing God for my vision that God gave me years ago to come to pass for this church.
Amen.
But when it fills up, we got to be strong. We can't be babies.
Yeah.
They're going to get your seat.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to like their attitudes. You're not going to like some of them dresses, man. They probably come here with chains hanging out of their tongue. Who knows? You know? I mean, talk to you and it rattle under their tongue. What's that, chain? How in the world do you eat? I just take it out, put it back in. I just like, why you do that? I just like it. You know, we can't be all religious.
That's right.
They're going to come in here. They might not even have no clothes on other than their tattoos. They call them sleeves in shirts now. You know. They're going to come in here with purple hair. I've thought about it myself. You know, you go through that stage, I just need a change. I just need a change. I just need, go ahead. I'm going to come in here purple one time. Y'all are going to be like, oh, we're not going to be in church tonight. See ya. Well, y'all do it. Dye your hair, shave your head, get your ears pierced, all that. Probably a lot I don't know pierced. I'm put up with you. But you know, it's about the hidden man of the heart, for real.
Amen.
It's about the hidden man of the heart. So I want to encourage you, stand firm on God's promise. Don't settle for less than what you know God wants you to have. You stand on the promises of God, and you believe God, and praise God, and I'm telling you, God won't disappoint you. He is a faithful God, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you tonight. We thank